Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Klimchuk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Cox. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Johnny Cox. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Leek. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jake Stryker. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Stryker. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Leek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leek hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hardy for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley takes first base on ball four. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Striker, and towards Held, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to third. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball towards center field. Hardy fields the ball and throws to home. Nixon drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Nixon. Maris tags and scores. Klimchuk tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Striker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Striker is hit by the pitch. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake is 0 for 1 in the game. Leake hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hadley hits a fly ball into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Cux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cux is 0 for 1 in the game. Cux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Hardy goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams juggles the ball. That's an error on Williams. Tanner moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tanner scores. Coleman moves to third. Colavito moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. Colavito scores. Nixon moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. John Sitoris now pitching. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon scores. Held moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Jake Stryker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stryker is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stryker strikes out. One out. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake is 0 for 2 in the game. Leake strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hardy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Held scores. There goes Moran trying to get to third. Maris throws the ball into Williams, who tags Moran for the out. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Klimchuk strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman juggles the ball. That's an error on Coleman. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Joe DeMaestri pinch hits for John Sitoris. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Grunewald now pitching. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Klimchuk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Held takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held moves to second. Jake Stryker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stryker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stryker takes first base on ball 4. Held moves to third. Moran moves to second. Evans Killeen now pitching. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake is 0-for-3 in the game. Leake hits a fly ball towards right. Maris catches it and throws to home to double up Held. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Maris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Snyder trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Maris moves to second. One out. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Klimchuk hits a line drive into right field. Colavito picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Colavito. Maris scores. Klimchuk moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Stryker covering, for the out. Klimchuk moves to third. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Smith now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tanner takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Klimchuk picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Klimchuk. Tanner moves to third. Coleman moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tanner tags and scores. Coleman tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Indians. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nixon hits a fly ball towards left. Serve settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on serve. Coleman scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Kent Hadley. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bella pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Zeke Bella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to third. Bella moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Lou Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Klimchuk hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Jablonski now playing third base. Marty Kutina now pitching. Dick Williams now playing first base. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Kutina covering, for the out. One out. Don Dillard pinch hits for Bob Smith. Don Dillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillard hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Leake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leake is 0 for 4 in the game. Leake hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leake moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Locke now pitching. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski strikes out. Nixon drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jablonski out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.